Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan Daf Chof Aleph in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Zayin, starting in Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. We're in the middle of Avelus. Says the Gemara, Ezu Rabbi. We mentioned the Braisa that someone who's a Rabbi, who's his Rebbe, has to do a Kriya when the Rebbe is Nifter, like he does for his father and mother. So who is a Rebbe? Says the Gemara, Kol Shepisech L'Tchilo Divi Rabbi Meir. His first Rebbe, the one who started learning with him, that's what Meir says. B'doimer kol shiroiv talmudoi mimenoi. He learned most of his Torah from him. B'doimer kol shihir einov b'mishnasoi afil b'dover echot. Rebbe says a tremendous chiddush that he came and explained to him one Mishnah, even one thing. He's considered to be his Rebbe. Ravo b'shabei chanon halacha k'divrei mishoimer kol shiroiv talmudoi mimeno. The halacha is that for Kriya, it's only a Rebbe, the most of his learning comes from him. Why didn't you say halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? He's tani tanyu machlif, because there are some that have a different girso, and they bring this the name of somebody else. That's why he said halacha is like this shito. Rabbi Lazar did Kriya for the one who started to teach him. Shmuel cholatz al sheir einu b'mishnasoi. Shmuel did chalitza. As we saw before, chalitza means he revealed his shoulder for someone who just explained to him one mishnah. Umai ir einu b'mishnasoi. What exact? Which mishnah? Who was it? And what was the story that he explained to him a mishnah? So one of Yisrael by Abayim b'shnei mafteichus. When it says in the mishnah that there was two keys, this is going on the mishnah and Maseches Tamid, and it says over there that when he came in to Beis Hamikdash, there were two keys to open. So it says, Echad yoyred la'amas ha-shechi, ve'echad poiseach kevan. One key goes to Amas ha-shechi, and the other one you open straight. What does it mean? Ma'u yoyred la'amas ha-shechi? What does it mean goes to Amas ha-shechi? Sha'ashoyche amo at shalo yiftach. Meaning he had to bend down the amo until he opens the door. And the idea was the door of Beis Hamikdash had two locks to it. One lock was right in front of the kohen opening the door, easy to open. But the other one made it more difficult to open the door. And for that he had to bend down the amo. Another place it says it was in a hole. So he had to put his hand into a hole and bend down the amo to reach the next lock. So that's what it means. He bends down the amma until he opens it. So Shmuel did not know the pshat on this mishnah, and the one who explained to him, he did kriya for him like a father and mother. Continues the Gemara and says, quoting the Braiso, "Tel Nosi v'al Av Beis Din." So you have the Nosi, who is the head of Am Yisrael, and now Beis Din v'al Shmuel Saros. All that you do a full kriya, and how do we know that? Minayin says the Gemara, "Vayechizek David bebgodo v'yikroy." David HaMelech went and did a kriya on his clothing. Vayispidu, vayefku, vayetsumu adherev. They were crying until the evening. On what? Al Shol, Shol is the king. Zeh Anosi, that's the head of Am Yisrael. Val Yohinason, the son of Shol, al Yonasan Benoi, Zeh Abezdin. He's the Abezdin. Val Am Hashem, Abez Yisrael, kinoflu b'chorav. All the people that died in the sword, Elu Shmur Saraz, that's the bad Shmurs that they heard. They do kriya for that. Says in Wa'akilas Hashem Minayin, how do you know that you do kriya when someone hears someone cursing klapi malo, doing klolo klapi malo? Says in Wa'akvayiki Shmoya HaMelech Hizkiyo, the pasuk there says that Melech Hizkiyo heard the words that are klolo and gidufim klapi malo. So it says over there, Vayikres Begodov. So from here you learn to tear the clothing. Ma'uli kriya kilas gois. Does one have to come and tear for a goy saying a klolo? So Rav Shako Goyoyo, Chizkiyo tore his clothing for what Rav Shako said. Shako was talking against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you hold Rav Shako as a goy, then Koyim, from here you have a raya that you do kriya for what a goy says. But if you hold Rav Shako as a Jew, ain't Koyim, there's no source you do kriya for a goy. Shaya holds you do kriya for both. Matayma, what's the source? Says in Ine Ani Hashem Elokei Kol Basar Hamimeni Yipolei Kol Dover. So Kibbutz Kivyochol says, I am the God of all Basar. So the Goyim also have to have Kavod Hashem. Ma'u Likrei Bezman Hazeh. Do we hear today? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Avirim Shavichar Mishirabu Agatfonim Poskum Likrei. Once there's so many Giduvim, people always speaking Chalila bad things, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you had they stop doing Kriya because you can't be Kriya the whole time. Ma'uli kriya ala kinuyim. You do kriya also not when you say the name Hashem Yud Kivovki, but other kinuyim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Shmeini Minador, we'll learn from the following. Shim Belokish of a Mehalich Beister is going in the big road. Is Dam Lechat Kusi, a goy came in front of him. So he was doing Kalola, Klapi Malo. Fava Kori did Kriel. Megadif, he did another Kalola, Wavi Mekora, and he tore his clothing again. Nochaslei Minchamro, he went down from his donkey. Fiyav Lechat Martuko Goylibi, and he punched him in his heart. Does your mother have enough clothing for me? In other words, because of you, I have to do kriya the whole time. I need more clothing. Hadom, where you learn from here, you see, first of all, do kriya on kinuim because the kusi, referring you to a goy, doesn't know the name of Hashem, Yud Kevavke. He's using a kinui. And he did it today, bismanazeh. Continues the one that says, "Asefer Satoimi 9, how do you know when there's a burning of the Torah, you have to do Kriyo? Because it says, Vayiki Kro Yehudi Sholosh Lotos V'Arbo. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, referring to Megillas Eicho. It says, when he read three Lotos and Arbo. Mao Sholosh Lotos V'Arbo, what does it mean? Tlas Arbo Psikot. He read three to four psukim. And then there was no issue, meaning the king was listening to him reading Megillas Eicho. But then he got to the fifth pasuk of Megillas Eicho, and what did it say over there? The full pasuk is Vayuhayut Soreya Leroish. The enemies will be the head, and then the pasuk says Ki Hashem Hoygo Al Roy Pshoeho, because Hashem is sorry for all the avarice they did. So when they got to that pasuk, until then the king said, you know what? You know, there'll be destruction, but at least I'll continue to be king. But once it says Yitzareel Roish, means the going will be the head, and it says that Hashem is doing it. That was too much for the king. Miadi kreeno betara soifer. He tore it with a knife, and it says right after that veishlech eleish asher lach. He threw it into the fire, and then the next pasuk says v'leipochadu v'leikaru is big dim. That they heard everybody who was there did not tear the clothing. It was a tiny of the year Mia said. Mashwa, they have to tear the clothing for the burning of the Torah. Continues the one that says, someone who sees the Mechochem who dies, Kiroyes Sefer Torah Shenisraf, is a scene the Sefer Torah is burned and he has to tear like a Sefer Torah. Omar Avo Yavor Elayim Ta'anti Klum Koloysa Ayoyim. He says this is a lotion of a klolo, that he didn't eat the day that the Mechochem was Nifter. Rabbi Yoino Ave Betsur, he was in Sur, Katshoma, the Domach prayed the Ravo, when he heard that the son of Ravo was Nifter. Even though that day he already ate cheese and drank water, he ended the day with a fast because of the tsar of the time of Chochem. They were sitting down. Also, Naimoso came an ostrich and took away the tefillin of Avunu Barachio. Tzado Rabo v'chankos. Rabo captured the ostrich and killed it. If you wouldn't have saved my tefillin from this bird, we would have the burning of the Torah, the destruction of a tefillin, and that it's equivalent to the Torah, and we would have to do kriya. Continues the word of Chofav on base. Omer leiva adayin atlas hu. You're still holding there that you have to do kriya on such a case. Ken omar avir Rabbi Shemrav. You don't tear only for something like a king of Israel that burns the Sevetor Bezroya with a force. Like the psukim that we had before, the Yochim the king went and burned the Megillas Eicho. So only in that case, you have a king that you can't save it from him. That's when you do kriya, not when a bird is taking away its tefillin. Ketuv is the one that says, Ulyo Biryo, Rablozo Shem Chanino. Meaning, Ulu Birya said in the name of Lozab and the name of Rav Chanino, how royal Sevetur Shenisraf, Chayav Likra, Lagvil Bivne Atzmoy, Falaksa Bivne Atzmoy. When he sees a Sevetur that's burned, he needs to do Kriya, one Kriya for the parchment, and the other for the Ksa, for the writing. My timer, what's the source? Acharei Stroif Amelech Esa Megillah Vesadvarim. It says he burned the Megillah and the words. Sa Megillah Zagvil, that's the parchment. Sadvarim Zaksav. Says the Gemara now, another thing, because we have here a mandama that we usually don't have, which is Ula Birya. So he's saying the following, Rav Racher, Rav Chalbo, Ula Birya, Rav Loz B'Shem, Rav Chanino, each in the name of the other, they said, Atida Kodesh Baruch Hu La'asos Rosh Chula L'Tzadikim La'osid Lovei. Rosh Chula means the head of a mochil, means a circle, that Tzadikim will be sitting in a circle around a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ma'atayim, what's the source? Shitu Lipchem Lecheilo, Chelo means a strength. but lechuluk siv loshon machol circle. Fat tzadikim ayim oisu behetzva tzadikim kivyochol pointing with their finger to Kadosh Baruch Hu v'ayimim kizeh elokim elokeinu elom v'het hui nageinu almus. This is our God, and He's going to lead us almus. The more now bring a few explanations. What does it mean almus? So first, what is almus be'aleimus? Loshon ha'alama. It's not you're not going to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's loshon ha'alama. Another explanation, almus, is bizrizus, like a young person. Another explanation, almus ke'elin olimoso, talking about the young girls that dance, and that's the mochel of the dancing. Rabbi Chaim says this is a little different. They hear that tzaddikim will dance in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tirgam akilos, the togam of akilos, is atnosiro. Death is gone. Oilom she'ein b'movis. That's what it means, almus, no death. The more goes on, it says, "Tzigim ayim oisu beetsva v'rmin kizeh lukim lokeinu ilom v'ed hu yinagenu almus hu yinagenu boilam hazeh hu yinagenu loilam abo." So almus loshen oilamus, different worlds. Oilam hazeh, oilam abo. Sepashen is another pshat in almus. Continues the Gemara, it says, "Yerushalayim beis hamikdash do kriya for Yerushalayim and beis hamikdash." So how do we know this? The Gemara brings the pasuk that says the people came to beis hamikdash now knowing they got destroyed. So yavo anoshim mishchem mishiloi umishomron shmoinim anoshim migulochei zokon mikurei bgodim. Their beard was shaved, and they had, which is a lashon of a sign of avelus, and they tore their clothing. Says the Gemara, echad sheshama shechorv Yerushalayim, one day hears that Yerushalayim was destroyed. Vechad aroyes Yerushalayim b'chorbanah, someone who sees Yerushalayim chayev lekras dukriya. Says the Gemara, "Rois Yerushalayim minat Soifim chayev lekriya." He sees Yerushalayim in a place called Soifim, has dukriya. Reb Chaim has a little bit of a richus over here, but he concludes that it means that Soifim is part of Yerushalayim. So once you reach Yerushalayim, you have to dukriya. Soifim is already a location which is considered to be part of Yerushalayim because that's what's going to be lost and lovely. He's tani tani moisif alakera, meaning if you have a kriya, you can add to it. Reb Chaim brings in one pshat. It says Yerushalayim beis hamikdash. So he does a kriya for Yerushalayim when he sees it destroyed. When he gets to beis hamikdash, he adds to the tear. He's tani tani. Another brayse says tchilas akera tefach. The first kera has to be a tefach. V'to sav to kol shul. Yeah, it could be even something small. V'is tani tani tchilas akera tefach. The first kera has to be tefach. V'to sav to shol shetz bo. It has to be at least three fingers. Rabbeisi avir b'shav chia barbo. Rav chizki avir b'shav yichonon. Halocha k'mishoyim tchilas akera tefach. To sav to kol shul. Mean the first kera needs to be a tefach. The next one could be even kol shul. Rav Chaim concludes that it's for any kriyas. If someone has multiple kriyas to do, the second one can be added at even kosher. Ma'ula avdil kone sofo. Reb Chaim brings you two explanations. Either it means kone sofo, that you tear in the middle of the beged, but you do not tear the border, or the opposite. You take the border and open it, and the shayla is, once you're just tearing the border, maybe it doesn't look like a kriya, it just looks like you're opening and making the opening a little bigger. So says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah Rav Chiyah b'shem b'shem lakish, v'yechizek dovi b'bgadov, Ein chazok apochas b'tefach. First of all, he was holding his clothing to do kriya. So holding, it's a tefach. That's from here you learn the shear of a kriya is a tefach. Ve'yikrem, he tore it. Sim b'shem b'shem b'levi mikan she'utzorich la'avdil konesofo. Here you learn, according to the first shot, that he has to tear the border. And according to the second shot, you learn from here that he should not cut the border. It has to be mad, has to leave the border alone so it doesn't look like he's just adding to the existing opening. Continues the one that says, Meis lo meis, if someone lo'alein who has a mace in the family, does kriya. Meis lo meis acher, and has another mace in the family, afilu sheshoma al ovi vel imoi vel rabo, yishalim lechochma. The second mace that he has could be his father, his mother, his Rebbe, the Talmud Torah that we started the daf with, kriya kere echad lekulam. So he continues to tear the same tear. He doesn't have to do a separate tear for his father and mother and the Rebbe. Rabbi Yudim and Teimoy Mer no. Kurel Zebifni Atzmoy Val Bezebifni Atzmoy. Meaning for the father and mother is different than other Maisim. Other Maisim agrees you can add to the Kriel. But for father and mother, he has to do a separate Kriel. Ubuvat Shilo Yasa Shil Ovi Shil Imer Tesefis. Should now make the father and mother Tesefis. Says the Gemara Velodo Yikad Meis. So what does the second sentence add in the first sentence? The first sentence says that he has to make a new Kriya for the father and mother. Then it says don't make the father and mother Tesefis. Isn't he repeating himself? Ella says the Gemara Shilo Yosef Loel Shil Ovi Veloel Shil Imer. Meaning there's two halachas. One halacha is if Ovel has already a Kriya, so he should not add to it for his father and mother. He has to do a separate one for his father and mother. And the second halacha is, if the original kriya is for his father and his mother, he can't add to it a kriya for somebody else. The father and mother always have to be separate. And concludes the Gemara of Chalbur Amato, Yoisi Bar Menashe B'Shem Rav, Halacha Keridu Ben Teimo, that the father and mother have to be separate. Continues the Gemara, it says, Meis to meis kriya. Meis to meis acher, moist tivila kera v'kriya. So he said before, he has a kriya, he adds to the kriya. How much can you continue the kriya? And then he's going to say, you can't do kriya anymore. Rav Chanina chumagia at tibur, until he reaches his stomach. Once he reaches there, he can't add any more to the kriya. Tanechad sav kamir of Zeruvo. There was an old man who told him of Zeruvo. Afilu nismanu lebeged kol shiva chayav lekriya. Meaning, if he did not have a clothing to tear, he was borrowing a clothing from somebody else, but he came, he was able to reach his clothing doing the shiva, he's required to do kriya. As long as he's doing shiva, he still has to do kriya. But after shiva, you don't do kriya anymore. Says the Gemara, Omar lev Zeruvo adode teimar abishar kravim. That's other kravim. Even after Shiva has to do kriya, even a few years later, if he finally will get his own clothing after some time, he has to do kriya for his father and his mother. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan, Daf Chof Aleph.